Hosts discussing a variety of topics in an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans. The Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz, New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com and, of course, on the Mixer app. Make sure that you download that. Regardless if you have an iPhone or an Android, it's available, it's free, and even better, there are no ads on it. So that's the place to catch all of your favorite WGSO programming, so head on over and grab that, install it on your phone or your mobile device, and away you go. All right, so welcome to the Thursday night show. Unfortunately, Rudy is not going to be with us, and he'll be back tomorrow. And we've both been out this week, not feeling well, and hopefully everything is getting better now, starting to come back down to feeling somewhat normal again. So all is good with that. Over the weekend, since we haven't talked in a while, over the weekend got the opportunity to watch a couple of movies that became available on digital, one being the new Halloween, which we Rudy and I had talked about a week and a half ago or so, Halloween Ends, which apparently it'll be the end of the franchise for, I guess it's Blumhouse Productions. I know Danny McBride was the executive producer of it from Eastbound and Down on HBO, and I believe he's on the I know he's on the Righteous Gemstones on HBO currently. But first and foremost, I would say it was good. The last one, Halloween Kills, that came out last year, seemed like it was much more of a gore fest, and it was okay. I'm only saying that because I like the Halloween franchise and I like those movies with Michael Myers, and so I'll give it an okay. I don't think it was well received other than that. But this one, I think, was a lot better. It had something that very few horror movies and things like, you know, the Freddy Kruegers and the Jason Voorhees movies, that they don't usually have, and this is shocking. I hope everyone is sitting down, but had a little bit of a story, so I thought it was good. And you know, it wasn't the gore fest that the last one was. I mean, obviously there's going to be those parts because At the end of the day, it is a horror flick and it's a slasher movie. But I would, you know, especially this time of year, why not? You know, if you have an opportunity, it's streaming on the Peacock Network, so you don't have to go out to the theaters to see it. You can stay in the comfort of your own home and check it out. But I would definitely do so. You know, why not pop yourself some popcorn and have a movie night and get ready for Halloween, which is only 11 days away. So, yeah. So check it out. It's pretty good. You know, I'm not going to say it's an Academy Award winning performance, but for a horror movie, I think it was pretty solid. The second movie that I watched, and we've talked about it a few times on the show. We've actually had a couple of the stars of the show of the movie on the show. They were on back in, gosh, I guess that was January. We had Brian O'Halloran and Trevor Fairman from Clerks, and Brian O'Halloran plays one of the lead characters in the Clerks franchise, and actually pretty much the majority of the Jay and Silent Bob movies, known as he's Dante in those movies. But I'll be honest with this one, it is not what I expected at all, but it was very good, very good. You know, there was lots of emotional parts in that in the movie, and it still had the same humor, which, you know, it, as most Kevin Smith movies do, you know, it's that sense of humor that he's, you know, it's a lot of dialogue and a lot of, you know, fart jokes, if you know, things like that. I guess that kind of, I don't want to say lowbrow humor because I don't think it's lowbrow humor. I've always enjoyed all of the movies, and Clerks is, the original Clerks is probably one of my favorite movies of all time. But, you know, this, it definitely wasn't what I expected, but at the same time, I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. Brian O'Halloran did a great job in it. And, you know, if you don't remember the interviews, you can go back, and our past shows are always available on WGSO.com, so you can go back and listen to them. I think there was even a replay of it not too long ago. I think about a month or so ago, whenever it was released in theaters. But yeah, if you you can download it on Amazon Prime. It's available. I think you have to buy it, but which I did, and I loved it. You know, I thought it was great. Like I said, not what I expected out of that franchise, but not to say that I didn't expect for it to be good. It was just different. And, you know, maybe that's the best way to go. Like, if it was just the same old thing that Clerks 1 and Clerks 2 was, then, you know, why necessarily make a third one? But overall, I thought it was great, and I would highly recommend checking it out whenever you get an opportunity, especially if you're a Kevin Smith fan. You know, and I think part of it was, you know, part of the premise is that Randall has a heart attack, which I think a lot of this was of Kevin Smith writing from his own personal experience, because if you remember, he suffered a massive heart attack a few years back, actually the Widowmaker, but luckily survived and changed his lifestyle and changed his diet, and it seems like he's doing great these days. But I really enjoyed it, and once you get the opportunity, make sure you do so. You check it out as well, because I guarantee you're going to enjoy it. You might not be something to watch with the kids because of the language, but it is what it is. So, and also real quick before we take a break, I also want to remind everybody that the Po' Boy Festival, the Oak Street Po' Boy Festival, is happening on November 6th. That's Sunday, and no worries, there's not a Saints game on November 6th. They play November 7th, so you don't have to worry about a schedule conflict with that. But you can go over to poboyfest.squarespace.com, and you can buy your early bird wristbands for the Po' Boy Festival, because you do need that in order to be able to purchase food from vendors, and a portion of the proceeds from that goes to Son of a Saint, which is a 501c3 nonprofit. And what they do is they exist to enhance the lives of fatherless boys through mentorship
emotional support, development of life skills, exposure to constructive experiences, and formation of positive, lasting peer-to-peer relationships. So make sure to head over to poboyfest.squarespace.com. Get your early bird wristband so you can you're ready to go on November 6th. So we need to take a break, and we'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this.
Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion. It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Evelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Evelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Evelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876 or find us on the web at effelinas.com. The 14th Annual Oak Street Po'boy Festival, presented by Tony Shasheries, will offer up another heaping portion of delicious food and music on Sunday, November 6th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This fest will feature over 40 food vendors, some of the best local music and art market, kids zone, and VIP hospitality areas. Entrance to this event is free, however, a wristband is required to purchase from our food vendors. A portion of wristband sales benefits our nonprofit partner, Son of a Saint. For more information and to purchase wristbands, please visit poboyfest.com.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones. I'm back with the Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour from 11 to 12 noon every Saturday, WGSO 990 AM, as well as WGSO.com. Please join us.
Show on WGSO 990 AM. So we got a lot to talk about tonight. We haven't been around for a few days, and there's a lot to get to. We can talk about MLB playoffs. We're down to four teams in that. And, of course, NBA kicked off on Tuesday. And so let's start with that. And more importantly, let's start with the Pelicans. And they went into last night as I think they were maybe a 2.5 or a 3-point underdog. No, I'm sorry, 4-point underdog against the Nets in Brooklyn. And as excited as I think we all were before the season started and during the preseason and even over the summer, I think there's even more reason to be excited because the way they played last night, and they won big, and truthfully, they won big 130-108, but I don't even think the score is indicative of how well they actually played and how from the opening tip all the way through the final horn, they just dominated. They started the game on a 20-4 run, and they never looked back. They ended up after the first quarter last night, it was 32-14 Pelicans, and they just took care of business from there. I mean, they had a little bit of a down second quarter. They only scored 26 in the second quarter. I say only. I think there was a not too distant future where we would have been happy if they scored 26 points in a quarter. But then they scored 40 in the third and 32 in the fourth. And they, like I said, they just never really looked back after that first opening run. And one of the biggest bright spots was the return of Zion Williamson, and he looked fantastic. He had 25 points. He had 9 boards, 4 steals, 3 assists. Most of the time, I know Ben Simmons was guarding him, and he got in a little bit of foul trouble. And when he wasn't, I think there was quite a few times that Kevin Durant was covering him. If anything, and granted, we don't want to get too we don't want to overreact. It's only been one game, of course. However, after watching that, I don't know who can guard him and who can, he's just so strong on the inside and pretty much just had his way. Now, other teams are going to have to change their defensive scheme for him for sure. I just with what I saw last night, if they continue to play that and they continue to play that team game, and I think at the beginning of the game, well, I know for sure they had their first 20 points. They had 20 assists on those 20 points. So they're sharing the ball, they're moving the ball, and that's winning basketball. I know the NBA has gotten to be a lot of isolation and things like that on offense, and truthfully, that's not something that I enjoy watching. You know, I love watching a good team game, and the Pelicans, they just remind me so much of some of the NBA teams from the 90s where they play good defense. They're not so worried about shooting three-pointers. They're taking care of points in the paint. I think they had like 46, something like that, in the paint at one point. And just a dominating performance. Brandon Ingram looked great. He ended the game with 28 points, 7 boards, 5 assists. C.J. McCollum, he threw in 21 and also had 6 assists and 4 rebounds. Giannis Valanciunas, I mean, that dude, he had 50 double-doubles last year, and he's off to a good start because he had another one last night with 15 points and 13 rebounds. And then, you know, the guys off the bench, Trey Murphy coming in, hitting some big threes. Jose Alvarado also just continued on doing what they were doing in the postseason last year. And I love the fact that leading up to last night's game, there were a few people in national media that were high on him. And I think that everyone in general was higher on him than previous years for obvious reasons. However, there was a lot of, you know, oh, well, yeah, they're a playoff team and they, you know, they're a top 8 team. I think a lot of that changed because this morning, as I'm watching some of the national sports media,
that tune has changed, that, that maybe they're a top four team in basketball, and that they can play with any team. And they could take anybody to seven games, and maybe the only team that they'd have trouble with is the Warriors. And I don't know. You know, we'll see how it goes, because I think a lot of times whenever teams play the Warriors, they get caught up in, obviously the Warriors can kill it from the 3-point line, and they, you know, teams get behind and they start panicking, and then they're running for the 3-point line, and if they're not making them, it's over. That's really not the Pelicans' game. You know, they're going to come down and score on almost every possession because they're not so worried about three-pointers. Of course they're going to take them, but that's not their game. And they're deep on the bench. I mean, they were running 10 or 11, and that's without Jackson Hayes last night as well. So I think there's a lot to get excited about, and you know, I watched the Warriors and the Lakers the other night, and the Warriors look good. I mean, you can't deny them; they're the defending champs. But the Lakers, if there's anything, the contrast was huge, because the Lakers look like garbage, and I think it's going to be a very long year for the Lakers. And you know, I don't know what they were up to in the off season, but it wasn't much. And they needed some better players than what they've got, because they're not deep. Once you get past LeBron and Antonio Davis, that's about it. Because Russell Westbrook, he does some things well, but there's still a lot of opportunity. He certainly isn't the player that he used to be. But either way, everybody should get excited, and I'm excited because they were talking last night during the game that the home opener is actually sold out, and that's fantastic. And I think that it's something that everyone here in New Orleans, we've been waiting for them to arrive on the scene, and I think they've arrived, and they're going to put people on notice. And this team's young, and they're all locked up for a long time contractually, so it's time to definitely get excited. And I can't wait to go to some games this year and see it live. And tomorrow night they're going to be they're on the road in Charlotte, and then they'll be home Sunday for the Jazz. So we need to take a break and get some news, and we'll come back. We got Saints to talk about. They got a big game tonight on Thursday Night Football. I promise you we'll talk about the MLB playoffs, and we will definitely do that. And it's Thursday, so we'll also check in on some stories from Florida with our weekly episode of Florida Man. So don't anybody go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street, and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
The 33rd Annual New Orleans Film Festival, inviting guests to 6 days of in-person screenings at Second Line Stages, the Jazz Market, the Broad and Broadside, and the Britannia from November 3rd to 8th, plus a virtual cinema running from November 3rd to the 13th. Tickets and pass purchase information, film schedule, and how to watch from wherever you are at NewOrleansFilmFestival.org.
It's a new era.
A true son of the University of Louisiana, our head football coach, Mike Desimo.
With the same raging Cajuns.
10-5, touchdown, Louisiana.
Follow Louisiana's defense of the Sun Belt.
This is a team that knows how to win.
On your radio home for raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
The Cool Carafe chills a half bottle of wine in 60 seconds. Go to coolcarafe.com to see the video. CoolCaraffe.com chills half a bottle, about 25 degrees.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Kevin Daigle has been formally sentenced to death for the 2015 fatal shooting of Louisiana State Trooper Stephen Vincent. There's only been one death sentence carried out in Louisiana since 2002. The victim's brother, Iowa Police Chief Keith Vincent, says he expects a lengthy appeals process to delay the execution, and he hopes to see the justice system run its course.
If everything works according to the way the process is, and he actually can be put to death, I would hope that would happen.
Governor Edwards says Vidalia and Concordia Parish is set to get a huge chunk of federal money for the Sierra Technologies electric vehicle battery plant there. It's the only large-scale plant doing this outside of China. The governor says we're too dependent on international commerce.
If one thing COVID and all of this inflation and the supply chain disruption has taught us, we need to onshore as much critical manufacturing as possible.
And Sierra will get $220 million for a facility expansion and more jobs. LRN.
Welcome back, everyone. As I stated at the beginning of this podcast, we're here in the bayous of Louisiana looking for the exclusive multiplier games from the lottery. Now, these games are scorchingly popular with Louisiana's very first $20 scratch-off and a top prize of $500,000. So, following our trusty map, hopefully this X marks the hot. Just a little treasure-hunting humor there, folks. Our first clue. This X is still smoldering. We must be close. Wait a tick. We found it! X marks the hot. Hold on. It seems to be making an odd sound. I think I'll get a closer look.
Why?
Hey, that's the Explorer! He found the multiplier games!
Thank you, everyone. No, really, you're too kind. I'll have all five multiplier games, my good sir.
Try the multiplier games. 5X, 10X, 20X, 50X, and 100X. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
The 33rd Annual New Orleans Film Festival, inviting guests to 6 days of in-person screenings at Second Line Stages, the Jazz Market, the Broad and Broadside, and the Britannia from November 3rd to 8th, plus a virtual cinema running from November 3rd to the 13th. Tickets and pass purchase information, film schedule, and how to watch from wherever you are at neworleansfilmfestival.org.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Evelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Evelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Evelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876 or find us on the web at Evelina's.com.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Wanted to talk about the Saints game tonight against the Arizona Cardinals. I did want to talk a little bit about baseball because we've a lot has happened since we did a show last week. The Yankees went to five games with the Guardians and won that series 3-2. The Astros took care of business against the Mariners, sweeping that series 3-0. So now you've got the Astros and the Yankees who matched up last night, and they just got a big dose. The Yankees got a big dose of Justin Verlander, and I think the most shocking thing, well, number one, the Astros won 4-2, and I don't think that's shocking. However, the Yankees struck out 17 times. You're not going to win any games in baseball, let alone a postseason game, striking out that much. And Verlander, he ended up going 6 innings, gave up 1 earned run, struck out 11, walked 1. You know, it was standard. To me, it was just standard Houston Astro baseball, and they took care of business. But the Yankees are going to have to pull it together. And that is certainly not a way to win anything, by not putting the ball in play. I mean, you know, you got to think that's 17 out of 27 of their outs never moved a runner. You know, that's not good. That's not good at all. So they'll get back after it. Let's see, tonight at 7:30. So that's a big game. And, if the Yankees do pull this one off, I think it's no harm, no foul, because when you don't have home field advantage, all you need to do is win one of those first two on the road, and you're looking pretty good heading back to your home city. So we'll see. The Astros got great pitching. They got great hitting. That's a very formidable team. The Yankees, although they've caught fire with Harrison Bader, Aaron Judge, on the other hand, he's kind of slipped off and not been the player that he was, hitting 62 home runs during the regular season. So we'll see. And then in the National League, kind of a surprise. I don't think anybody would have predicted the NLCS to be the Philadelphia Phillies against the San Diego Padres. But after the Dodgers lost to the Padres 3-1, which is hugely surprising, and the Phillies doing the same thing to the Braves, winning in four. You can change the format of how the baseball playoffs go, but it just goes back to the same thing every year, that the teams that get hot at the end and the teams that have to fight their way in, they become a force to be reckoned with in the postseason. And we'll see what happens whenever, whoever comes out of the National League, because both teams, these were the 5 and 6 ranked teams in the National League out of six teams. So we'll, if they can stay, if the Phillies, I think the Phillies are the ones that really have surprised people. And they're definitely hitting above their weight class for sure. It'll be interesting to see how these teams handle a team like the Astros, who've been just taking care of business all season long and just plugging away and doing and winning the games they're supposed to win. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. And the National League Championship Series, that series is tied at 1 game apiece. Phillies won game 1, 2-0 last night. The Padres won, really from a big 5th inning where they scored 5 runs and led them to an 8-5 victory. So they'll pick back up for game 3 tomorrow night at 7:30. So, if your team's out of it like mine is, I guess it's time to watch it again. There's good baseball to be had. And, there's always something interesting to watch with it. So, there you go. Okay. So let's move on and talk about the Saints tonight against the Cardinals. Now let's talk about the bad news first. Already ruled out for the game is Michael Thomas, Jarvis Landry, Andrews Pete, Adam Trautman and Marshawn Lattimore. There still is no answer as to who is going to be the quarterback tonight. That Dennis Allen said yesterday, that's going to be a game time decision. I don't know how much validity that has, unless they're, you know, I don't know. I would have expected that out of Sean Payton because that's how Coach Payton was. But this is a little different, and I don't know. It seems like they might have something up their sleeve, and maybe, just maybe, it's neither of those two, and it's Taysom Hill. Because without Landry and without Thomas and without Trautman, we're definitely going to have to lean heavy on Alvin Kamara and Taysom Hill. So it wouldn't be the most shocking thing in the world, but if it's not Taysom, I would like to think it's probably still Andy Dalton. He was a full participant in yesterday's practice. Jameis was limited. So it makes more sense that you hold Jameis out. It's been a short week. You hold him out, and then you've got 10 days before the next game and give him a little more time to rest up and be hopefully ready to go. The good news is that Chris Olave will be back tonight. He wasn't even he passed all the concussion protocol, so he'll be back in the lineup. And he was sorely missed last week. You know, we didn't have that one threat as a receiver. I mean, Marquez Callaway is good. I think he's a great possession wide receiver. But, you know, he's not going to beat anybody deep, and he's not going to draw double coverage, let's put it that way. And if he is, that means that we're probably not doing too hot, to be honest with you, because that means that the other wide receivers aren't doing anything. So, I don't know. You know, the Saints, let me see. I need to pull that up and see what the line is on it, because last time I saw, Arizona was favored by 2.5. And let's be honest with ourselves. Arizona hasn't been lighting it up either. Both teams are 2-4, which now granted that, you know, we're excited that the Saints are on Thursday Night Football, but Thursday Night Football has not been very good teams over the last few weeks. And, you know, outside looking in from, you know, other places, they're probably like, oh, great, two more 2-4 teams. But I think this is going to be a good game. Now, let's see if I can find. Yeah, the Cardinals are favored by 2.5, the over-under 43.5. The interesting thing about this game is that the Cardinals have been allowing 17 points a game over the last four games on defense, and they only won one of those games. So that shows how poor their offense has been. Now, granted, they're going to get a boost tonight because DeAndre Hopkins will be returning from his six-game suspension. However, Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown, he's out for him, out indefinitely, which probably means at least a few months to the rest of the season. And he was their number one weapon. I think he had like 8 touchdowns already this year, something crazy like that. But I don't know. I think the keys of this game is that we can't turn the ball over. The Saints, they've got to control that. And without Marshawn Lattimore, they're going to have to be able to keep DeAndre Hopkins in check. I'm not as worried about their running game other than Kyler Murray, because that seems to be something that we've had issues with in the past, is running quarterbacks. And they don't have a very good offensive line, so we should be able to put pressure on him, but putting pressure on him is also going to push him out of the pocket and make him run. So I don't know. It's kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't. And I think the Saints have a really good shot of winning this game. I would pick them. I didn't take them in my bet tonight, but I took the over on 43.5 because I think that they can manage between the two teams. I think they can manage 44 points at least, but This is a game the Saints have got to win if they're going to stay in it. And the Buccaneers have been doing them a lot of favors by not playing well. You know, because as bad as it's been for the Saints, they're still only a game out of the NFC South. But they got to start taking care of business. Even, you know, nobody's going to have any sympathy for the fact that they've had so many injuries. They still need to go out and take care of business. And this is a very winnable game. As long as they control the turnovers, and it would be really nice if they could get some turnovers. You know, I think the Saints are ranked last in the NFL in takeaways, and that's going to be key. You know, whoever wins the turnover battle typically is going to win that ball game. So I'm excited to watch it, but I hate to say that it's do or die, and you know, I think this is a far bigger game for the Saints than it is the Cardinals. And the fact that the Cardinals haven't won a game at home, you know, you can look at it two ways, that they don't play well at home or they're due. So I would like to say that they don't play well at home and the Saints are going to take care of this. But we'll just have to see. And, you know, there could be – I think you're going to get a good mix regardless of if it is Jameis Winston – starting at quarterback, or if it's Andy Dalton, I think there's going to be a lot of mix in of Taysom Hill, and there's going to have to be a lot of rushing. And Saints have been really good at it this year. They've averaging like 150 yards rushing a game, which if you would look on that, you would think that their record would be a hell of a lot better than 2-4, but that's not what the situation is. So, you know, we'll have to see. And of course, we'll talk about it tomorrow a lot more in depth, but my keys to this game, you're gonna have to control the ball, control the clock, no turnovers, or at least if you're gonna turn the ball over, make sure that they turn the ball over at least two more times than you do, and I think then that they'll do just fine. It'll be interesting to see, and something to watch too, with DeAndre Hopkins, how he comes out. If he comes out on fire, if it takes a little while to get that chemistry between him and Kyler Murray, we'll just have to see. But like I said, we've got to play good defense, got to cut down on penalties, which seems like it's been a little bit better as of late, but we definitely can't – the Saints can't shoot themselves in the foot. They can't give the other team second and third chances on offense whenever, you know, whenever you could have gotten a three and out. So – we'll see, but I definitely would take the over in the 43.5. I don't believe it's going to be a low scoring game. I think maybe somewhere in the mid 20s for each team, you know, 21-20 four games, something like that. So I'm still going to go with the Saints. I think they get their win and they get that up to 3-4 and be able to come back to the Dome and take on the Raiders and hopefully get to 500. So there you go. All right, well, let's take a break, and I'll come back, and we'll do a little Florida Man, and then we'll get on out of here. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
About to run out. We've rehearsed our lines clear and loud, but the cue never came and the lights, they never went down. So we're passing the time while time passes us. The fast lanes are turned, never applied to us. Without a time to my name or a prayer in the world, I'll walk out the door.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion. The 14th Annual Oak Street Po' Boy Festival, presented by Tony Shasheries, will offer up another heaping portion of delicious food and music on Sunday, November 6th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This fest will feature over 40 food vendors, some of the best local music and art market, kids zone, and VIP hospitality areas. Entrance to this event is free, however, a wristband is required to purchase from our food vendors. A portion of wristband sales benefits our nonprofit partner, Son of a Saint. For more information and to purchase wristbands, please visit PoBoyFest.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Red, I'm gonna take a bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight. Honda, the red, I'm gonna take a bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight.
Casey's, California's got a reputation that she didn't ask for. And she's waiting for an escape now. Escape is called the 164. Now Casey, she don't want to admit where she is from. And Casey, she wants to run, run, run. She's a punk rocker, she don't trust no one. On a South Bay bus all day long.
Under a red hot moon, take a bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight. Under
Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. We only have a few minutes, and wanted to make sure we get to some Florida Man stories this week. So without any further ado, here we go.
Down to Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
All right, so I don't know if you guys remember, but this was a couple of years ago. There was a guy that got arrested in Florida, and his mugshot went viral because he actually had a tattoo of Florida tattooed on his forehead, that with it coming down between his eyes. And you would think that a guy like that would have learned a lesson and not gotten arrested again, but shockingly, he's back in the news. In Hudson, Florida, Matthew Leithman, 24, got into a fight with a friend last month in the town of Hudson, which is north of Clearwater. And according to the arrest affidavit, the victim said Leithman pulled out a razor blade and cut him while they were fighting. During the investigation, deputies said they found surveillance video which showed the victim holding a T-shirt to his neck to stop a wound from bleeding. The victim suffered several injuries and needed staples to close the wound to his neck. During questioning, Leithman admitted cutting the victim with a razor, but said he acted in self-defense. Leithman was charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and transported to the Lando Lakes jail. I don't know if that's a butter container or not, but either way, shocking that this guy is not staying out of trouble. So, All right, let's see here. Oh, and also there's some good news for the Florida men in Florida that they're going to be able soon. They're going to be able to buy weed at Circle K gas stations. The convenience store chain Circle K has teamed up with cannabis firm Green Thumb Industries to bring medicinal marijuana to the former gas stations in Florida. The Rise Express stores will apparently have a separate entrance, and although a few steps from the Circle K candy and snack aisles. So it'll be a lot easier for folks to get their weed in Florida, so good for them. All right, so we only got about a minute and a half left, so I want to make sure we get to this one. And this comes from News Channel 8, WFLA.com. And the headline is, Florida man wearing nothing but a cowboy hat attacks women with a machete. Florida man was arrested Friday after police say he attacked a woman with a machete while wearing nothing but a cowboy hat. WPLJ reported that an arrest report from Miami-Dade police said that Roberto Hercules, 45 years old, attacked the woman Tuesday while she rode her bicycle in Medley. Police said he asked her for a crack pipe, but when she said she didn't have it, he chased her with a machete. The woman tried to jump off her bicycle and run away as Hercules struck her with the weapon multiple times in the head and left arm, according to the report. On Friday, officers found Hercules sleeping in a tent in Hialeah, still naked, alongside two cowboy hats. He was identified by the victim from a photo lineup done at her hospital bed. According to the police, the victim suffered a fractured skull, a brain bleed, broken arm, and a large cut to her left hand. And Hercules has been charged with an attempted murder, attempted armed robbery, and aggravated battery with a weapon. So there you go. All right. Well, that is going to do it for us. We need to get out of here. And hoot at, go Saints. And we'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show. And until then, we'll just play Gloria. Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S radio show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
On October 15th, the Southern Food and Beverage Museum debuts its newest exhibit, Honey Dripper 84, a celebration of juke joints and their culture. The opening event will feature Matthew and Tia Rayford, chefs from Brunswick, Georgia, with a long history of juke joint cooking, and they're excited to bring to you the most authentic juke joint dishes, music, and culture available. We'll see you all on October 15th from 6 to 10 at the Southern Food and Beverage Museum. Visit our website, www.southernfood.org, for tickets and more information.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.